Spencer Chase from the A6 National FFA Convention speaking with Will Woodworth from the Mineral County FFA chapter in Kaiser, West Virginia. Will was just named the 2013 National FFA Food Science and Technology Entrepreneurship Placement Proficiency winner. Will, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you, Spencer.
Well, just what does it feel like to be named a National Proficiency winner?
It's just such an amazing feeling that I don't know how to explain it, really. I didn't think that I was going to be the winner. I was up against a lot of good competition. There's a lot of good competition when you get out here. It's just this awesome, amazing feeling that means that you work so hard for. It means so much to me.
And Will, let's talk about that hard work. What were some of the things that you did through this enterprise that allowed you to win this award?
I work at a slaughterhouse and processing facility inspected by USDA FSIS inspection, so every day I'm working with a USDA inspector ensuring that the products they're producing are safe and wholesome for the consumer.
And what are some skills that you've gained throughout your time in this enterprise? I mean, what are some things that you could do now that you wouldn't have dreamed about on day one?
I can write and deal with the HACCP plans, keep the records, the SSOPs. Also, I know how to grade carcasses, test carcasses for E. coli 157H7, generic E. coli. I work closely with the inspector. I've gained a lot of person skills and being able to keep the relation between our plant and inspector close to where we get along and get things done and have limited food safety issues.
And what about time spent outside of your enterprise but still within FFA? What are some skills that you've gained through your time in FFA?
I've gained a lot of responsibility skills, leadership skills. I've learned to be a leader, learned how hard work pays off. The more you work for something, the more you will get out of it, as I've learned not only through this SAE and this proficiency award, but also working with FFA in general for other teams and activities.
And college and career-wise, looking forward, what are your plans? Where are you at? Where do you want to be? And how do you think the time that you spent within this enterprise will help you?
I plan after this year, after I graduate high school, to go to a four-year institution and have a major or minor in food science or meat science. I'm not exactly sure where I'm going to go yet. I'm working on making that decision now. Working in this SAE in the food science and meat science industry has given me the ability to explore that option as a career, and it's kind of gave me a passion for that career and to pursue that further on down the road. And working in this SAE has given me the skills and knowledge to give me a firm base to start on to go on into college and be successful.
And what is it that makes you want to go into the food science career field?
I have this passion for having a safe, wholesome food supply and also having this local food supply that's coming from a local area and going back into the local area. And that's just a passion of mine to make local foods go to local people.
And Will, just kind of wrapping up here, I imagine it takes a lot of hard work on your part as well as a few other folks to get you to the level of being a national proficiency winner. Is there anyone you'd like to thank at this time?
Yes, I'd like to thank Cargill for the support of this award area. Also, I'd like to thank my advisors, Ms. Webb, Mr. Bennett, Ms. Sines, and Mr. Ritchie. I'd like to thank my parents, my grandparents, and everybody that's been around me, all my FFA members from the chapter supporting me, and all my friends that have helped me through this.
That's Will Woodworth, the 2013 Food Science and Technology Entrepreneurship Placement Proficiency winner. Will, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
From the A6 National FFA Convention, I'm Spencer Chase.